everyone is searching for you. That's what Peter says when he finds Jesus. Today, if you would go searching for someone, you probably wouldn't be walking all over the neighborhood looking for them, but rather you would go to your Google machine, as it were. You'd get your computer out and you would do a search. If it were so easy to search for God in that way, to put in the word God or whatever name that we use for God and see what comes up, and then start picking through all of the different choices to figure out which one is the God we are looking for. Yeah, that's even the way we do it without the Google machine. We look around and we see different things, and we choose the God that we are looking for, the God that we want to worship. And so the question becomes, when might we light on a false God in our search? As we click on one of the options on our Google page, perhaps one of the options is a false God. Perhaps it's a bot, as we have come to understand it, sort of robo person who then takes you on a meandering trip through the internet until they get you where they want you. And they either accost you with an ad or some sort of sales pitch, or perhaps they even infiltrate your computer and do all kinds of damage. It's not such a bad metaphor, really, because that's what false gods do. That's what demons do, is they lead us away from God. They lead us on some sort of journey that where we don't want to go, really. But we're always thinking that around the next corner, there may be that for which we search. And so we stay with them. And then suddenly they catch us up. Either they try to sell us something, something we didn't really intend to be with, or perhaps they infiltrate our computer and mess things up terribly. Yes, demons can do that. They can lead us astray, or they can get into our lives and they can mess us up completely. It's interesting when in the computer world, something grabs onto our computer, often it is called ransomware, where you get this idea that you have to call somebody and you have to pay them a large sum of money just to get what you held precious and locked up in your computer's memory, because they've been able to infiltrate it and separate you from it. Demons can do that. We might call them bots, or we might call them gremlins in our little machines, but they're really, in some sense, demons. Their power is beyond our control that often will lead us astray or mess us up. That's why in the gospel lesson, Jesus talks about casting out demons. He went through all of Galilee and he taught in their synagogues and he cast out the demons. What Jesus was doing was trying to make things right, trying to make things whole again. In our search for God, is that what we really want? Are we really looking for someone to come to heal us, to raise us up? As Simon's mother-in-law was healed and raised up? Or are we rather looking for somebody who's just going to kind of take care of our problems? Are we looking for somebody genuinely to heal us so that we know really that they are God? Because what we really know, where we really find God, is not in a Google machine somewhere, but rather in prayer. When we lift our minds and hearts to God and we listen to that still small voice deep down within. And even then we're not too sure what's going on until we begin to look outside of ourselves and then we move into service. These are the two things where we can test what we have seen in our search to see if it's real. If it leads us to prayer, if it leads us to a conversation with God, a conversation that is actually freeing, even though the conversation may be awkward or difficult. And when that conversation is ended, that we are raised up to serve others, that our attention is turned away from ourselves to others. There are some people who interpret this particular gospel passage in a very negative way, that somehow Jesus is being a bit selfish. He saw that Simon's mother-in-law, whose home they were in, was ill, and obviously being in their home, she couldn't take care of them if she was not feeling well, if she had a great fever, so he heals her so that she can get up and wait on them to make them supper. That is kind of a selfish thing to do. But I think there's more to it than that. Because the word that is used is she served them. Not in some sort of way where she was had less dignity than they, but to begin to realize that it is in serving one another that we find our greatest truth. It is in serving one another that we find often the answer to our searches. It is in serving one another where we often can find the very face of God. That is, after all, what we are asked to do when we renew our baptismal covenant, our baptismal promises, that we would seek to see the face of Christ in all persons. And if we would serve Christ, if our words are true, then indeed that's what we must do with one another. That we just don't pay lip service to it and say, well, when I see Christ, I will serve him. But rather that each one of us bears the image of God, the image of Christ in our souls. And it is there that we begin to serve one another. And in so serving, we find that for which we search. So there are the two things in today's gospel lesson. Prayer. Jesus himself went off by himself to pray in a secluded place. And when people were searching for him, he realized that he was sent to serve as well. If Jesus can serve, how can we do any less? So even as we look at ourselves, whether it's because of the weather and we feel put upon by the snowstorm or the inability to do what we want to do because it's not very comfortable outside or we can't get from one place to another, or even this horrible pandemic in which we find ourselves where we have to mask up and we have to make sure that we keep our distance from one another. Whatever those limitations are, none of them keep us from praying. None of them keep us from searching. And none of them keep us from serving one another. Maybe we have to find new and creative ways to do it. But indeed, it is in that service that we remain true to ourselves. We remain true to our calling. We do find that for which we search. We find Jesus. And so, in this season of Epiphany, when we are urged to look for manifestations of God everywhere, to search for the image of Christ in one another, and to fulfill our promise to serve. That is our high calling. That is what God is calling you and me to do this day. And it is then that we will find the one for which we search. Truly, without the help of a Google machine, we will find.